everyone. We're still on summer holidays here at the Jack to the Future HQ. But I am so extremely, stupendously and ridiculously excited to bring you a very special bonus episode until we get back to our normal schedule in September. We are very lucky to be introducing our podcast pals, Newsy Paloozy, for a pod swap. And this time, they're taking the steering wheel to take you into the future, Church. But actually, the iconic quote, "Where we are going, we don't need Rose," has never been more true for this episode. What are Lindy and Leela talking about then? It's smaller than a grain of rice, flies, and can give us information.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman!
Well, no, it's not actually. It's a really clever piece of technology developed by engineers at Northwestern University called the Microflyer. Basically a microchip that flies. Incredible! Find out about the inspiration for its design, the future possibilities, and much, much more.
Over here!
Hey, listen up!
New Newsy!
Newsy Paloozy!
Hello and welcome to Newsy Paloozy, your news pool for curious kids and adults. I'm your host, Leela Shiv Shankapricka, and this is my sidekick and my big story explainer and sound effects finder.
Hello.
And Mama.
Hello, I'm also sometimes just known as Lindy Prickett.
Okay. This week on Newsy Paloozy, is it a bird? Is it a bug? Is it seeds scattering through the air? No, it's a microchip with wings! In India, the southern state of Kerala is being battered by deadly floods, causing many residents to flee their homes permanently. In California, you'll never guess how many rattlesnakes were discovered under a mountainside home. And what to do about geese flying into planes in the Netherlands? Bring in these. To find out why, you gotta listen to the end. But first, it's time for
the big news story
of the week.
Technology is once again soaring to new heights, quite literally. Yes, scientists from Northwestern University in the U.S. have created a flying microchip that's as small as a grain of sand.
Say what?
Okay. First of all, let's back up and make sure you know what a microchip is.
A very small computer chip.
Okay. Let me ask you instead. Do you know what a microchip does?
No, not really.
Okay. So a microchip is a very small piece of silicon, usually inside a computer, that has electronic circuits on it and can hold large amounts of information and or perform logical and mathematical operations.
And when it's not inside a computer?
It can still do those things, but minimally. Like study the population of an area, check pollution levels, and even track the spread of diseases. If, that is, it could fly.
And now it can?
Yes. The newly developed and appropriately called microflyer can. For example, it can go where a wildfire is and figure out how big the blaze is and which direction the wind is blowing to help guess where the blaze is likely to spread.
Cool!
Hot, actually. And it can help predict when a volcano is about to blow and where its lava will go. And it can even help track diseases like COVID-19 cases. Not just that, but this microchip, which is smaller than an ant, is the tiniest flying structure ever made by humans, by the way.
Impressive. So how does it work?
Well, these microflyers have antennae, sensors, and, being a chip, miniature data storage to help save all the information it's collected after it falls to the ground.
Wait, what? Falls to the ground? Ain't that a good fly?
So, like many technological advances, the microflyer is inspired by nature. Take maple tree seeds, which, did you know, are also called helicopter seeds?
They are?
Yeah, because growing from two conjoined seeds at the top are these butterfly or helicopter-looking wings, can you believe, which help the seeds spin away from its parent tree and fall on the ground further away.
Why?
So when it sprouts into a tree, it doesn't compete for food, water, or sunlight from its mama tree. Cool or what?
Ain't nature full of wonder?
Okay, yes. So the Northwestern team studied the aerodynamics of a number of plant seeds, drawing most inspiration from the Tristillaceae plant, which is a flowering vine with star-shaped seeds that again resembles rotating helicopter propellers. That's why there is a growing field of bioelectronics where scientists try to replicate or copy nature's tricks when designing electronics.
Like the squid bot we did a story on last year.
Yes, episode 22, in fact, if you want to have a listen. So these micro flyers will be dropped from great heights, like a building, or even from a plane or a drone, and then gently move in a very slow and regulated manner, covering a broad area to gather information.
Is it a bird? Is it a bug? No. It's microflyers falling from the sky. I wonder, though, can they also be used to spy? Dun, dun, dun!
And now, closer to home, floods and landslides are ravishing the southern state of Kerala.
When you say southern, you mean the very bottom of India. Oh, I love Kerala.
Yep, it is a gorgeous state, famous for its backwaters. That's the maze of canals off the coast that twist and turn and weave their way inland, past coconut groves and lush little islands.
It's beautiful and the food is so good.
Yes, but sadly, Kerala is paying the price for its backwaters beauty.
Yeah, this is one of the places that when it rains, it pours.
Right. Being at the tip of India, it gets a rainy season or monsoon in June from the southwest side, and then just when things are drying out, it gets hit again on the other side by the northeast monsoon in October.
That's why everything is so green.
That's true, but in the last few years, the flooding is becoming more than they can handle.
As our new correspondent in the south of India, Tanushree Velamurugan, is about to tell us.
You're absolutely right. Kerala's backwaters is picture perfect. But right now, it's anything but tranquil. Days of heavy rain have triggered deadly floods and a lot of landslides. Sadly, this is not a new story. There was a similar devastation in 2018 when floods not only killed hundreds of people, but caused an exodus. That means mass groups of people started to leave the area permanently. Of course, flooding has been a part of life in Kerala's backwaters for centuries. But with climate change and some poorly planned development projects, things have only gotten worse. Before, people might have had to put up with homes flooded for a few weeks. But now, the floodings can last for months. I mean, apart from anything else, think of all those potential snakes slithering around your house. And for others, their homes are simply washing away in the water. Well, there is one happy story though. The flooded streets didn't stop a couple on their way to tie the knot and get married. Nope, they just jumped inside a massive, wait for it, pot. Yes, you heard me correctly. They used a massive metal pot, usually used for cooking up curries, to be their boat, ensuring they exchanged their wedding vows as planned. How sweet, or should I say, hot. In the south of India, I am Tanushree Velamurugan, reporting for Newsy Palooza.
Oh, I love happy endings. Thanks for that report, Tanushree. What's that? I'll tell you what. That's the halftime bell, which means it's time to hear what's making news around the rest of the world. Hold on tight. It's
Around the World in 80 seconds.
Tensions are rising in India's northern region of Kashmir, where terrorists are targeting people they see as not being from the valley. Around a dozen people have been killed in the last few weeks. In a year of both extreme heat and drought, the U.S. state of California is reporting its driest year in a century. Experts fear the coming 12 months could be even worse. Also in the U.S., funeral preparations are underway for the country's first black Secretary of State, General Colin Powell. His leadership in several Republican administrations helped shape American foreign policy. In space news, NASA launches Lucy, a special spacecraft that will take a 12-year trip to learn more about a group of asteroids known as the Trojans, which scientists believe will provide information on the beginning of the solar system. And speaking of space, have you heard this? The European Space Agency shared the sound of solar wind on Mercury. Its double satellite, Bepi Colombo, flew past Mercury, capturing the sonification of the planet's magnetic field.
As ever, thank you so much for that whippity, zippity, zappity, wappity wrap of world news, Mama.
As ever, you're most welcome. I love spinning around what's making headlines around the world. Now, earlier we heard about the floods in Kerala, and our reporter got a bit creeped out at the prospect of all the snakes that slither into homes during floods. Well, imagine living on top of a full-on snake pit.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yep, never mind a nightmare. This week there was a snakemare for a woman in California. Let's cut across to Porter Robbins, our LA correspondent, for the story.
Reptile rescuer Al Wolf is used to getting calls to clear a snake or two from under houses in Sonoma County in Northern California. So, when a woman called saying that she'd seen a rattlesnake scurry under her mountainside home, he was a little surprised by what he found. Not one, not two, not 10, or even 20, but 90 rattlesnakes getting ready to hibernate. For almost 2 hours, he kept pulling out snakes and dropping them into a deep bucket. And it's not easy work, never mind the, you know, creepy snakes part of his work. But crawling in the dirt, on your belly, under house, and into spider webs for 2 hours is no fun. Using a simple 24-inch pole with a hook on the end, he removed 22 adult rattlesnakes and 59 babies when he first visited the home. He's been back twice since then and collected 11 more snakes. They were all Northern Pacific rattlesnakes, the only venomous snake found in Northern California. Luckily, he said they were all pretty mellow. Phew! In Los Angeles, California, far away from snakes, I think anyway, I'm Porter Robbins reporting for Newsy Paloozy.
Thanks, Porter. I hope the snakes do indeed keep away from you and me.
And me. Honestly, I'm not sure I'd ever have a pleasant night's sleep again if 90 rattlesnakes had been found under my house.
And finally, let's see what the Lucky Dip Machine has in store for us this week.
Step right up.
Of course, it's an oddball through and through. Play the music, Mama. First of all, did you know that geese cause problems with planes, especially when they're taking off or landing?
I have heard this, yes. They don't just crack windshields, but can get pulled into engines and cause fuel tanks to rip off. That's not just costly, but can be dangerous.
Yeah, and it's a particular problem in Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, which has runways that are in between farmland. And being the Netherlands...
Which translates as the low-lying country.
Yep. That means that it's wet, marshy terrain, which appeals to the geese, both as places to hang out and as lush fields full of yummy food to eat.
I see.
And lately, the crops in the area have been enticing more birds than expected.
Meaning more danger for arriving and departing flights.
Exactly. And since these avian infiltrators are a big worry, the airport has decided to hire a special patrol unit for help. You'll never guess what.
Cats?
Cats?
Yeah, they eat birds.
Cats are the best. But these geese are big birds, Mama. Plus, the ground is usually wet, so no.
Okay, then. A unit using BB guns.
Happily, no. Here's a clue.
pigs, they don't eat geese, do they?
Happily no, again, they do not. But they do eat the leftovers from the sugar beet fields, leading the geese to it, and forcing the big birds to fly away from the runways for their meals. Clever, huh?
Yeah, sure is. I suppose it's a pretty natural solution to a natural problem, then.
I like to put it another way. Forget about Paw Patrol. This is all thanks to the work of the great honking Pig Patrol.
And it's time to wrap up the podcast with
the top five facts heard today.
Fab fact number one. Scientists from Northwestern University in the U.S. have created a flying microchip that's as small as a grain of sand. What is a microchip? A very small piece of silicon that has electronic circuits on it and can hold large amounts of information and or perform logical or mathematical operations. Fab fact number two.
The microflyer takes its aviation inspiration from plant seeds, like the maple tree seeds, which, given their design and how they fall to the ground, are also known as helicopter seeds.
Fab fact number three. The South Indian state of Kerala is being battered by deadly floods, causing many residents to permanently flee their homes. How many monsoons or rainy seasons does Kerala have each year? Two. One usually starting in June and the other in mid-October. Fab fact number four.
A snake pit was found under a woman's home in California. There were 90 of Northern California's only venomous snake, which is Northern Pacific rattlesnakes.
Fab fact number five. Pigs are being used at Netherlands Schiphol Airport to help keep skies safe by eating the food that would otherwise attract geese to the marshy area around the airport. What does Netherlands actually translate into? Low-lying country. And don't forget, if you want to test yourself later on, then go to the Lucky Dip page of our website, newsypoolloozy.com. That's P-O-O-L-O-O-Z-I. And take the quiz online in your own time.
And that almost brings us to the end of this episode of Newsy Poolloozy. But first, some thank yous for the thank yous.
Yes, two more wonderful iTunes reviews.
From the US iTunes.
Yes. The first is from Bloom Av, who writes, "Our whole family loves the show. Brilliant, charming, and informative. Thank you. So glad we discovered the show."
Exclamation mark, Mama.
Oh, yeah. Exclamation mark.
Big deal. And another sweet one from someone who signed as "Please work this time. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I feel your pain and appreciate your tenacity at not giving up on filing this review.
Seriously.
They write, "We love your podcast. A great way to get an international overview of the week's current events in a kid-friendly way. We listen at dinner and talk about it as a family. We love your new name." I love these reviews. They're so great.
Motivating, more like.
Yes, that's true. Thank you, guys. And really, it does help others find out about us, too. So we doubly thank you.
Triply. One just for the thanks of it. If you enjoyed this dip in our pool of news and information, then do subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to check out our website. That's newsypoolloozy.com. P-O-O-L-O-O-Z-I.com. I repeat, POLLOOZI.com. Alrighty then, see you next week in the happy, splashy, giant Newsy Poolsy.